According to the audit, there were 1.8 million registered women voters in the rural areas above 30, compared to 293 registered voters in the same age group in the rural areas. It says there was serious under-registration of young women voters in urban areas, with only 69,190 versus 556,200 in the over 30 years age group in urban areas. Rau Director Kudakwashi Chitsike explains why young women are underrepresented on the voters' roll.
I think it's because the registration process was made so much more difficult in the urban areas than it was in the rural areas. We found that just talking with the Women's Trust, as I said, we are partners in this, they also found that a lot of the young women expressed that they wanted to go and register, but they met so many problems. Some of them just decided, I'm not going to continue with this process. And others literally failed to go and register. They wanted to, but because of the impediments, they failed to register.
The audit also revealed there were more than 12,000 women aged more than 100 years on the voters' roll. And again, most of these were in rural areas. Chitsike said, despite accounting for 52% on the population, women are less represented on the voters' roll, with at least 85% compared to men on 94%. In Harare, for example, the registration rate for women is 63% compared to 83% for men. But in Mashonaland Central, the rate is 92% for women and 90% for men. Chitsike says more should be done to get more women on the voters' roll.
I think there has to be a concerted effort to encourage women to go out and register. But there also has to be a concerted effort on ZEC, who for the next elections will be in charge of the voters' roll, to make sure that the voters' roll is in order. For this election, they admitted that the voters' roll is in shambles. So we're hoping that for the next election in 2018, the voters' roll will be a proper voters' roll, and anyone who wants access to the voters' roll will be able to look at it.
Some 109 women candidates participated in the just-ended harmonized elections, representing 13% of the 853 candidates seeking political office. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.